Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing something from parents lately, and I want you to know you're not alone in this. Many parents are wondering why their 5 or 6-year-old suddenly seems obsessed with fairness. Why everything has to be equal. Why they notice every tiny injustice, real or imagined. And I want to tell you something wonderful. This isn't a problem. This is your child's beautiful, developing moral compass coming to life. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this magical phase of development. When your child is 5 or 6 years old, something remarkable is happening in their brain. They're moving beyond simple rules like everyone gets the same, and they're starting to understand something much deeper. They're beginning to grasp that fairness isn't always about equality. That sometimes, treating people justly means considering their needs, their circumstances, their feelings. Research from developmental psychologists shows us that children at this age are in a critical window for moral reasoning. Dr. Melanie Killen, a leading researcher at the University of Maryland, has spent decades studying how children develop their sense of justice. And here's what she's discovered. Starting around age 5 to 6, children begin to understand fairness expectations in sophisticated ways. They can recognize when someone is being treated unjustly. They can defend others they perceive as being treated unfairly. And they're actively constructing their understanding of right and wrong through every interaction they have. Your child isn't being difficult when they point out that something isn't fair. They're showing you that their moral reasoning is developing beautifully. They're learning to balance multiple concerns, to think about equality, yes, but also about need, about merit, about context. This is huge developmental work, and it's happening right now in your child's growing brain. Now, I know this phase can feel exhausting, when every single thing becomes a negotiation about fairness. When your child notices that their sibling got one more grape, when they question why some rules apply to them but not to others, when they seem to be keeping score of every perceived injustice. I see you, dear parent. This is real, and it can be tiring. But here's what the magic book wants you to know. This is temporary, it's normal, and it's actually a sign that your child is developing exactly as they should. Their brain is learning to navigate the complex social world. They're figuring out how to balance their own needs with others' needs. They're discovering that the world isn't always simple, that fairness requires thinking and empathy and understanding. So what can you do to support this beautiful development? First, acknowledge their growing awareness. When your child says that's not fair, instead of dismissing it, you can say, you're noticing fairness, and that's so important. Tell me what you're thinking. This validates their moral reasoning and invites them to explain their thinking. Second, help them understand that fairness isn't always about sameness. You can say things like, fair doesn't always mean equal. Sometimes fair means giving people what they need. If one child needs glasses and another doesn't, is it unfair that only one gets glasses? No, because fair means everyone gets what they need to see clearly. These conversations help your child develop more sophisticated moral reasoning. Third, model equitable thinking in your own decisions. When you're dividing up chores or treats or attention, explain your reasoning. I'm giving your little sister more help with this because she's still learning. When she's your age, she'll be able to do it herself, just like you can. Or you're getting to stay up later because your body needs less sleep now that you're older. When your sister is 6, she'll get to stay up later too. This helps them see that fairness considers context and individual needs. Fourth, discuss real-world examples of justice and fairness. When you see someone helping another person, you can say, look at that. That person noticed someone needed help, and they chose to be fair by offering assistance. That's what justice looks like. These everyday moments are teaching opportunities, and here's something beautiful. Stories are one of the most powerful ways children learn about fairness and justice. The Magic Book and I have a story I want to tell you about. It's called The Candy Castle of Kind Asking, and it's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover a magical castle where consent crystals glow when children ask permission before touching or hugging. Now you might wonder, what does asking permission have to do with justice? Everything, my friend, because at the heart of justice is this idea: everyone has rights, everyone deserves respect, everyone's choices matter. When Kenji and Miva learn that the crystals sparkle more brightly when they ask permission, they're learning that treating others fairly means respecting their boundaries, their choices, their autonomy. The story shows that both yes and no are equally important and beautiful choices. This teaches children that fairness isn't about getting what you want. It's about respecting what others want too. It's about recognizing that other people have feelings and preferences that matter just as much as yours do. After you read this story with your child, you can help them connect it to broader fairness concepts. You might say, just like Kenji and Miva learned to ask before touching things in the castle, fairness means respecting what belongs to others and what they want. When we treat people fairly, we make the world more beautiful, just like those glowing crystals. You can find the Candy Castle of Kind Asking in the Book of Inara app, and I think you and your child will love exploring it together. It's a gentle, magical way to talk about respect, consent, and the foundations of justice. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. Your child's constant questions about fairness, their keen eye for injustice, their insistence that things be equitable. These aren't annoyances. These are signs of beautiful moral development. Your child is learning to care about others, to notice when things aren't right, to stand up for what's fair. These are the building blocks of empathy, of compassion, of being a person who makes the world more just. Dr. Michael Rizzo, another researcher in moral development, has found that children at this age show remarkable ability to coordinate their judgments, their reasoning, and their actions around fairness concepts. Your child isn't just thinking about fairness, they're feeling it deeply. They're trying to act on it, and that's extraordinary. So when your child comes to you with their next fairness complaint, take a breath. Remember that this is their moral compass calibrating, and respond with curiosity and validation. Tell me more about what you're noticing. Help me understand why that feels unfair to you. These conversations are shaping how your child will think about justice for the rest of their life. The Magic Book and I Believe in You, dear parent. You're doing such important work, guiding your child through this phase with patience and wisdom. Your child is lucky to have you. And remember, we're always here with stories that help, with wisdom that supports, with love that never wavers. Until our next adventure together, sweet dreams and starlight. With love, Inara.